This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Jeff back on Sports Talk. Welcome in Saints lead writer for Sports Illustrated and host of the Boat Crew Media, John Hendricks. How you been, man? How's Mobile, Alabama been treating you?
Oh, man, it was good. Thanks, Steve, for having me. And Jeff, long time no see, man.
Yeah. How was the remainder of your visit to Mobile? Was there any? I heard Tajay Spears was the practice MVP.
Yeah, look, he looked really good. You know, I think he's one of those that obviously New Orleans people know really a lot about, and Saints have gotten plenty of firsthand looks at him, something Jeff Ireland talked about. But, yeah, look, man, he looked really good. He was on my watch list coming into this week. Him and Eric Gray, running back from Oklahoma, I thought he did really well too. And so there's a lot of those that you'll find in the Saints. You know, whether they end up having these guys on their radar and target or come away with one remains to be seen. But good week. Moe's Barbecue, really good. Got a Callahan's Burger. Those are probably the two best things you can ask for.
Okay, I haven't had Moe's Barbecue.
No? You got to go to Moe's. No. I think that's a different place.
Yeah, you got to go to Moe's. not Moe's, the Mexican place, but Moe's, the barbecue spot.
Right. Okay. Well, as much as I want to talk about barbecue the rest of this time, you know, so other than Tajay Spears, and everyone's talking about Tajay Spears, who were some names that stood out to you throughout the week at the Senior Bowl?
Yeah, look, I think a lot of the running backs were the ones that I was looking a lot at, and the tight end group, that was kind of the thing. But just mentioned Eric Gray, the running back from Oklahoma. I think he's a guy that looked really good. You know, Chase Brown was another one that looked good, and the guy from Illinois, he was one of those. You know, tight end-wise, the Alabama tight end Cam Latu was another one. So, I mean, there was tons of them, right? I think, you know, and I think Max Duggan had a rough start to the week, and it was kind of reminiscent of last year. The quarterback group didn't have the greatest start, but, you know, him and Jake Haener, they both look pretty decent to me. And, you know, I don't know if the Saints are going to actually target one, because most of these quarterbacks that are going to go are going to be kind of late day two, maybe in best case, or an early day three pick. But, look, a lot of good things that we saw from the Senior Bowl from a lot of players, but running backs, that was probably the cream of the crop in the tight end group.
John, you obviously mentioned quarterback there and a guy that nobody got to see do anything right now, and Hendon Hooker is still recovering from that ACL injury. But did you get to talk to him at all, hear any buzz about how he's doing in his recovery process? Because I know that is definitely a name a lot of, I guess, Saints media and even Saints fans have zeroed on in for this upcoming NFL draft.
Yeah, look, so he's still wearing a pretty gigantic brace on his leg. And right. So, you know, he said he's going to be ready for a team. And look, I don't think there's many reasons to not believe him, right? And so I think for him, you know, there's been a lot of buzz, a lot of interest. And I think for him being here this week has really been a big thing for him, just to show a willingness to show up and talk to teams. You know, again, this is one of the things where Jim Nagy had talked about it before. Every player is going to talk with every team. So it's not like it's a mystery this year that, you know, X player met with the Saints or anything. But, you know, look, I think they're going to do some due diligence. And with them getting an extra first round pick now, you know, if you're at 29 and you're thinking about a guy like him, I think it could make some sense. I don't know if you wait to 40 if you're going to get him, but, you know, it's a real interesting, intriguing prospect. I think, you know, obviously, you know, the top quarterbacks in this one were Stroud and Young and such. And I think he fits in that day two range, early day two, if he doesn't go in the late stages of first round.
So, yeah, shifting course a little bit to something that did happen during Senior Bowl week but didn't necessarily happen at the Senior Bowl. Sean Payton got traded. The Broncos just announced that they, you know, have signed on him on as their next head coach in their opening line of their statement. The Broncos have chosen a proven winner as their next head coach, and I think that's kind of – I don't know. I enjoy that because I think it's funny because it's like they did. I don't know if he was necessarily their first pick, but he is a proven winner. And I am curious what your take is on, you know, not necessarily the compensation, but how do you think that's going to work out for Sean out in Denver? I have mixed feelings about it because I do think that what we saw from Russ this season wasn't necessarily a mirage, but if anyone can fix him, it's probably Sean.
Yeah, look, I think there's going to be some struggles early on. You know, I don't know if he comes in and immediately turns his team around, but, you know, look, there's a lot of intrigue there. I mean, Russell Wilson does need a lot of help. You saw some of the chirping from his teammate. There's a lot of different things that had transpired from this past year. And, look, Sean's a guy that I don't think you have to do too much to win the locker room over, but, I mean, obviously covering him and being around him for a long time, he does command a certain some level of you know, I wouldn't say competency is necessarily the word, but – you know, accountability, if you will. And so that's really what I'm interested to see. So I think he's going to show signs of improvement for Denver from last year, which is obviously not saying a ton, but, you know, look, they're in a tough division. AFC West is a big one. You know, the Chargers are trying to make moves. The Raiders, I think they're kind of in flux right now, but the Chiefs are obviously the top dog right now. And so, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But I don't expect it to be an immediate turnaround, but I do expect him to make marked improvement. And then, you know, the year that they face them in the Superdome in 2024, that'll be probably a primetime game. If it isn't, it should be. So,
yeah, that's what I thought about the when the schedule came out this year, when Joe Burrow was coming to the Superdome, that was one that I had penciled in immediately for primetime. Oh, well, it wasn't. But along the lines there, sticking with the AFC West, John, what do you make of all the talk right now swirling around quarterbacks and Derek Carr being – it seems like a pretty sought-after target. There's going to be a bunch of teams that might end up bidding for his services, the Saints among them. Do you think there's a situation where one NFL team does end up trading for him, or is everyone just going to wait for the Raiders to release him?
I think they're going to try because, I mean, you look at this team's aggressive pursuit of Deshaun Watson last year, and look, again, everything works out for a reason. Glad it didn't work out for the Saints. But, you know, you look at Derek Carr, there's familiarity there with Dennis Allen. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, when nobody thought – everybody kind of thought he was crazy, he turned to him and was able to give him the reins in with the Raiders. And so, look, I think when you look at it, you know, compensation is going to be the big thing. And they do have a first-round pick now, but I would hate for them to part with something like that. I think – maybe you can have a discussion about maybe a third, but if I have to spend higher than a third plus this price tag for getting somebody that, you know, I don't mean any disrespect, but maybe a little bit better than a Ryan Tannehill or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's totally in that elite conversation, you know, like you would get a game changer like a Mahomes or something like that. You know, but look, I think the Saints have a lot of work to do in the quarterback room. You know, I think that's the most important position for them to figure out. Is it an Aaron Rodgers? Is it somebody like a Carr? Do they go for the draft and just kind of work to that? I mean, could you imagine this team if they're able to play with house money with a quarterback that's successful and maybe get a one in the first round and have a fifth-year option? I mean, that would just be one of the best things that could happen for them. But, you know, I don't think they need a lot because the NFC South is still well up for grabs. I don't know if Carolina's going to make the move this year. I expect them maybe in the future. Tampa's a mess right now. They're only going to get worse. And Atlanta, I don't think, is ready to take that step. So this is a mediocre division. Somebody mediocre just has to step up to the table and take it.
Yeah, if there's anything I feel confident betting on next season, it's that Tampa's going to be bad. It's like, you know, you got your Tom Brady fun. Now you get the post-Tom Brady misery. But, yeah, so I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. So just put your GM hat on for a second and – you know, what would you be looking like? What would you be your first target if you were trying to solve the Saints quarterback situation this offseason? Would you be looking at the draft? Would you be looking at the trade market? Like, what would be your option A and option B?
I think what would would be the most – I play this out in two situations. I'd be okay with bringing somebody like Andy Dalton back if I'm drafting a quarterback. I know Andy Dalton. He's nothing super flashy about him or anything. I know the guys like Teddy Bridgewater are going to get a look potentially from other teams. And it's just kind of in that bucket, right? But, you know, if you're going to swing for fences, and you got to, everybody's got to remember, I know it's mock draft season all over. And I've always been an advocate saying you got to wait to see how free agency plays out. Shoot, you got to see how this team responds with re-signing their own or other things that happen, right? Because it's just how the nature of the business is. But, you know, for me, I think there's a scenario where you draft somebody, bring back Andy, let him kind of run things if it is a Hendon Hooker, and let him kind of evolve into the offense when it's time. And if not, you get a different quarterback, right, in a situation with a veteran that you pair him up together. Or you have to swing for the fences. I don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to end up next year. I know that people have talked about the Jets, and he kind of nicked San Francisco. I mean, there's got to be a team that he's intrigued by that obviously he would want to go play for. And, you know, guys like Geno Smith, if Seattle do something, does Lamar Jackson get loose? I think if Lamar gets loose, if he's a target that's viable, I think that you go all in like you did Deshaun Watson last year. I don't know if that means they'll get him, but that's just kind of my school of thoughts, is that I think for this team, everything should be on the table. The quarterback is the most important thing for them to figure out, just like what we've seen post Drew Brees right now. And I think this is a spot they got to make it work. And whether it's a dual threat quarterback, one of the things I thought that was interesting when Jeff Ireland had talked the other day, he talked about the dual threat quarterback. That was a real interesting thing that he said, that that might be where he leans.
Yeah, John, you're a man after my own heart, because I've, as Steve can attest, I have ranted for many, many a minute about how I want Lamar Jackson, no matter the cost, get him in here. But so, John, where can people find your work, and what have you been working on the last couple of days that people can go look at?
Yeah, just go to Saints News, and then obviously it's SI.com/NFL/Saints. You know, just go to SI's coverage of that. And obviously working a good bit. There's more coming from stuff that we heard at the Senior Bowl and all those kinds of nuggets that are going to come, and kind of just our decompressed part of it. And, yes, like you said before, Lamar Jackson, I'm okay with trading that pick if it means you get a Lamar Jackson in the building. You're talking about quarterback setup for the next several years, I mean, at least, at a minimum. So I'm right there with you, Jeff.
Saints lead writer for Sports Illustrated and host for Boot Crew Media, John Hendricks. Always appreciate the time, man. And we'll be catching up on some of those Marvel movies soon.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, John.
Steve and Jeff here, hanging out with you till 7 o'clock on Sports Talk Friday edition, 504-260-1870. That's the number. Give us a call on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Back with more after the break. And we'll be hearing from Locked On Bucks host David Harrison, talking about the departure of Brady, the mess that's now in Tampa, and what are the Bucks doing calling Ronald Curry about the offensive coordinator position job over there? Coming back with more after this on WWO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.